Simon Tazayan, Shir Talis. Shir Talis Shechayim Tzitzis, Shiskasuba, Ba'oyach, Ubereichach, the size that Talis has to be, that covers one's body. Roishoy, Veruva Shel Cotton, Hamehalech Levadu Neshuk. The head and the majority of the body of a child was under bar mitzvah who goes in the shuk. Veinzoch, Achel Shomer, people don't have to watch that type of cotton. Hakoponim, which is pretty large, and the Rambam says Oz Chayv b'tzitzis, and it's dafka shegodl loyvshe pa'omim harai yitzib elashuk. It's a size that sometimes a godl, which means a bar mitzvah boy, would wear that size and go out to the shuk. So kamavan, this is a big problem because a lot of people's tzitzis are smaller than that size, that a bar mitzvah boy would feel comfortable walking in the shuk with that length. And some of the place can say it's better than not wearing it at all. Kind of there's some shitas that's marshit. The Mishnah Berurah brings various shitas, brings from Derech HaChaim a shear of 3/4 of amma long by 1/2 amma, which is a very small shear. And many of the Acharonim do not rely on that shear. It's too small. It says the Anshei Maisa Amma Daktikim, they should have an amma in front and an amma in the back, excluding the hole for the neck. In other words, you have a garment of an amma in front and an amma in the back, and the different shirim of the amma. And most people use the smaller shear of the amma for this. Some people are makbid to have full amma. If you have that type of talus, and you eat all the shitas, and it says at least should be 3/4 of an amma long in each, in the front and in the back. To avoid bracha levatola, even one's wearing talus cotton, we mentioned before that you shouldn't make a bracha on talus cotton. You should make a bracha on the talus godel, which definitely has a shear, and have in mind to be yoytzeh the talus godel.